Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I think that's a pretty big shot at me, Dave Harrigan. I assume you like that. I mean, I'm hurt. I've got feelings. What do you think of that opening?
Is that my walk-up music? Is that my? That's pretty good, Jeff. Is that my walk-up music? I like it.
I think that's it. How about that old-school highlight that Dave Harrigan found?
Was that Harlan?
It sounded like Harlan, but no, Kevin was. Can we play it again, Dave?
I've got the highlight here, yeah. 1 second. Here it comes.
Ijuan double team. He finds Lloyd, who finds the lane, then finds Peterson. And the rookie out of Minnesota with the slam.
Now, that sounds like Harlan.
One of Kevin's first
gigs. There's no way Kevin Harlan did my first game. Yeah. No, well, I mean, my first game was in Dallas.
Well, he's saying rookie, though.
Yeah, my first game as a rookie, my first regular season game as a rookie, and my first basket as an NBA player in a regular season game was a dunk in transition against the Dallas Mavericks.
When you ran like a deer.
Exactly. Flowing hair.
Yes.
Wasn't broken down yet.
Well, Kevin's first gig was calling Kansas City Kings games, I'm pretty sure. Maybe someone does sound like Kevin for sure. Let's talk last night. Let's talk Anthony Edwards. I'll give you a little bit of my assessment. I think Edwards, who really came on late last year, right, and in the playoffs was spectacular, and thus expectations were incredibly high. And I think his performance has been mixed at best. I really do. I don't think he came in great shape. I think he's had to adjust to Gobert and Towns together. He's had some great quarters. He's had some great games. He's also had some games where you just didn't notice him, or the decision-making and settling for threes wasn't good. Last night was brilliance in the fourth quarter. There's no doubt. He grabbed the game as he is capable of. 17 points. He played a thorough game. He blocked shots. He had assists. He stood up to Brooks. The Wolves had a note earlier today. In fact, let me just grab it right here as I just dropped it on the phone. So Edwards last night, as a guy who had 25-plus points, 5-plus assists, 5-plus steals, 3-plus blocks, is the first player in Wolves history to ever do that. So what about Ant last night? What about Ant so far this year?
Ant last night, I mean, you know, Memphis jumped out to a big lead early in that game. I mean, they came out, you're thinking, here we go again, you know, because the Wolves hadn't played very well, but you know, they jumped out of that 9-point lead, and then Ant went on a little run, and he had 11 points in the first quarter. He only had 1 point in the second quarter, but yet Minnesota was able to kind of hang in there, right? So they won the first quarter by one. They lose the second quarter by five, but you're still sitting there going, okay, we're still playing pretty well in this game. We're playing with great energy, right? And he doesn't score in the third quarter, Chad, but you know what? He had 3 assists and 3 steals in the quarter and played great defense on Ja Morant. That just shows you, like, you know, that you can impact a game without scoring. He didn't score a point in the third quarter, and, you know, Minnesota wins the quarter 31-24. So, and he was pretty dominant. But then, you know, like I always say, like, the gong goes up. There's something that just happens in the game, whether it's like he gets a steal and a dunk that ignites him, it lights the fuse, and then he goes off. He had 17 in the quarter. But it was the shot blocking. It was the amount of times that he, like, he wasn't given the steal, but he forced the turnover because he was pressed up on whoever it was he was guarding and pressured them into making a mistake, like Dylan Brooks. So, you know, you're just watching that game and you're realizing these other guys are stepping up. I mean, Jalen Noel was fantastic. Other guys just came and stepped up and did a great job. You know, it was just one of those games where there were a lot of heroes in the game. But Ant, just the 29 points, you know, the five steals, the defense that he played, the shot blocking, coming out of nowhere. And that's kind of what Chris Finch has been wanting Ant to do, like to don't just, like, you know, score the basketball. There's other things he can do because he's so athletic. He could rebound at a higher rate. But, I mean, it was just so much fun. It was, you know, given the fact that the Wolves got doubled up on the glass, You know, there's a lot of statistically things that just were amazing that they were able to win the game. Anthony Edwards playing on both sides of the ball, it just was so much fun.
Dave Harrigan confirming that is Kevin Harlan on the call. I think, yeah, it absolutely is. They win last night, and they are out-rebounded by 30. 30. What do you think the win percentage is for a team outboarded by 30? Is it 1%?
Yeah, I think it doesn't happen that much. Somebody sent me a number. Let's see. I got to find that again because it is pretty interesting. I think it's only happened one other time. There was a game with the Golden State Warriors that it was the Warriors Thunder game. Steph had 46, Clay had 32, and Andrew Bogut didn't have a single rebound. And so it just was one of those games where, it's just a complete anomaly, right? Because you can go on the list on the stat sheet, you go rebounding, three-point shooting, turnovers, and what was the field goal percentage for the team, right? The four factors of the game.
Yep.
And, you know, the Wolves actually came back and shot a good percentage, ended up getting over 45%, which, as you know, that 45 number is just a key number. They got to 46.1, which, you know, it was pretty amazing. But you don't overcome 27 turnovers if the other team doesn't turn it over just as much. And Wolves only had 13 turnovers. You don't overcome that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Wolves forced two shot clock violations too, Chad, in that fourth quarter, which, you know, they took a really good executing Memphis team. Memphis is ninth in the league in turnover percentage. So Taylor Jenkins has that team playing at a pretty high rate. They don't assist a lot, but they don't turn it over. And the Wolves just made them, their pressure, like the way they had active hands, they were collapsing in the paint. They took away driving lanes. It was one of the best executed game plan wise games of the season.
So let's talk Gobert. Gobert in Utah, great defensive player. At times the best defensive player. Headed potentially for the Hall of Fame. We debated the deal an awful lot. I was absolutely on record saying he's a great player. I just thought they gave up way too much for him. You watch Utah a lot the last few years because of Sanjay, your son, my great friend, yep. Sanjay Lumpkin, who's going to be a general manager someday. Your son is just becoming a force with the Utah Jazz. And so you watch Utah probably as much as any team outside the Wolves. When you see Gobert last year, and you see the guy who clearly is not playing at that level so far this year, what is different?
You know, I think Eurobasket and, you know, him getting assimilated, I think that, you know, Quinn Snyder came to Utah the same time Rudy did, and they kind of built that system. Everything was built around Rudy. And the thing that, you know, Sanjay and I always talk about with Rudy is that the Utah Jazz would never be as good without the greatness of Rudy Gobert. Everything that they did there was based on how good Rudy was. I mean, it's like their whole defensive concept and the way that they would chant people to Rudy. The way that they would move him around the chessboard, one of the things that Chris Finch did in the Washington game, which really was interesting, that, you know, he had Rudy matched up against Kristaps Porzingis. And, you know, as we've seen when Karl Anthony Towns plays against Rudy, Towns would eat Rudy up statistically. The Jazz would win the game a lot because they just were better, right? But yep. Towns, like numbers-wise, would kill Rudy because Rudy's just not good guarding out in space. Because he's a drop coverage big in a pick-and-roll game, pick-and-pop bigs that can shoot the basketball, and very few can shoot it as well as Towns does. Porzingis is one that can do it. Like, he's, you know, a 7'3", you know, freak of nature who can step out and knock down threes, as we saw in that game. It's just not a great matchup. So what Quinn Snyder would do, yeah, he would still match up Towns with Rudy, but he would put Rudy on Josh Okogie, or whoever the non-shooter is on the floor, the guy that you want to shoot the basketball. And that's what Coach Finch did in Washington. He put in the second half, he put Rudy on Denny Avdia, who, that's the guy you want to have shoot the basketball. He's a 30% three-point shooter. Yeah, he can make shots too, but I think that's the thing that Quinn Snyder did, like just watching him, is that they would use him in different ways. They'd keep him closer to the basket so he didn't have to guard in space. He's not rebounded at the same clip, Chad, on either end of the floor. Like, he's not offensive rebounding. The Wolves had all those transition defensive problems early in the season. I think at that San Antonio game early in the season, when the Wolves just got run out of the gym by the Spurs, kind of got a shell shock them a little bit, and they haven't offensive rebounded the basketball the same since. And so they're trying to rotate back because Towns and Gobert are not as quick as Vanderbilt was, you know. And so I think it's kind of taken the bite out of Rudy's ability. And so Rudy still is in there trying to offensive rebound, but nobody else is really crashing. So it's Rudy working against 3-4 guys. You know what I mean? And so, like, so that's kind of been taken out of his game. He's not been defensive rebounding the basketball as high a clip. He still is leading the NBA in rebounding. He's number two now, but he was doing his job. I think Rudy's played better than people are giving him credit for. You know, at the end of the day, when I watch the video, Chad, I think he is actually doing a lot of really good things out there, but it's going unnoticed because I think he's been taking some friendly fire about, you know, dropping the basketball, like not catching it, like having difficulty in pick and roll game, you know, catching some of the passes and laying them in. I think he's been, you know, catching a lot of flack for that. But I think he's actually played a lot better than people are giving him credit for.
I got a minute left. We're playing Christine McVie music all day because she passed away yesterday at 79. This is kind of your sweet spot. Where were you with Fleetwood Mac in the 70s?
Big, big, big fan. Still, like, I watched documentary. I mean, like, they were fantastic. That's kind of the soundtrack. That's kind of my sweet spot, you know, like that band, among others. There were so many great bands back in the 70s and 80s. But Fleetwood Mac is fantastic. Buddy Jeff Sochko, who I just saw in Charlotte, Sochko is a St. Louis Park grad. He's a couple years older than me, but Sochko used to be a roadie for Stevie Nicks.
Oh,
and wow. I didn't see Sochko on the road. So I saw Stevie Nicks one time. Sochko, he used to be with Whitney Houston. I saw Whitney Houston with when Sochko got us in. I saw actually Whitney Houston.
I might need to talk to him on air.
Oh yeah, Sotsko's got a lot of great stories, man. He's an amazing guy. He's freelancing in Charlotte now. But yeah, I just literally had lunch with the guy when we were in Charlotte for Thanksgiving. So he's got great stories.
Very nice. I got to fly. I'll text with you later. Thanks, man.
Okay, buddy. All right, see ya.
Jim Pete with us every other Thursday. The every other Thursday when Jim isn't here, Bill Guerin, Wild General Manager, stops on by.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!